Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now we all know that there is a mitzvah to light candles l'kavod Shabbos. Why? Some hold it's part of the mitzvah of einik Shabbos, of enjoying Shabbos. When it's dark and dreary, you don't enjoy things. When it's light, you're in a better mood. When you see the food, you're in a better mood. Some people are in a good mood just when they see food. Definitely when you see the food you're eating, you enjoy it more. Some say the reason is the kavod of Shabbos. It's the honor of a b'kavod d'kesuda that candles are lit, and for sure for the kavod of Shabbos. Some say the reason is al shalom bayis. You see, if it's dark, people bump into each other. By mistake, you drop things into your brother's soup, and he gets all angry. Now imagine if that happens with the lights on, how much worse it is when the lights are off. So there's much more shalom bayis when the lights are on. So Chazal wanted the wicks and the oils that we use for Shabbos to be good wicks and oils, to produce a smooth flame that doesn't sputter or flicker. And therefore, our Mishnah says as follows. Our Mishnah asks, "Bameh madlikin ubameh ein madlikin?" With what may we light the lamp l'kavod Shabbos, and with what may we not light? Number one on the list, ein madlikin loy belechesh. We don't want you to light with lechesh. You take a cedar tree and you scrape off the bark. Between the bark and the wood, there's a kind of, it looks like wool a little bit. Some people use it for wicks, but it doesn't produce a good fire, so we don't want you to use it, l'kavod Shabbos. V'loy v'chosen. Chosen is flax that hasn't been combed out right. That too doesn't produce a good fire. V'loy v'chalach. Chalach, says the Bat Tanura, is the psoilas shel neshi. You know, silk is made with a silkworm. But some of it that comes out is not so good. We wouldn't use it to make a silk suit or a silk coat or a silk tablecloth. But some people use it for wicks. Well, you can use it for wicks, but not l'kavod Shabbos. V'loy b'fsilas ha'idan. That's also a kind of a woolly substance that you have in a arava between the outside skin and the wood. Some people use it for wicks, but not for Shabbos. V'loy b'psilas hamidbar. This is a long type of grass that grows. You can use it to light with, but it doesn't produce a good fire. V'loy b'yiroika sha'al pnei hamayim. This is what we would call sea moss. V'loy b'yiroika, now with the green kind of stuff that grows on water, you see it sometimes, sha'al pnei hamayim. It's like woolly and soft, but it doesn't produce a good fire. The Bat Tanura reminds us, sometimes you see it on ships, or you see it near the water, it's like a moss that grows from the moisture. Vayter sakta mishnah v'loy b'zefes, not with tar, v'loy b'shava, and not with wax. Now, you can have a candle that's made out of wax. That's not a problem. That produces a good fire. What some people do is they melt it down, either the tar or the wax, and they want to use it as fuel for the fire. That does not produce a good fire. V'loy b'shem and kik, and not with cottonseed oil. Now, until now, we kept saying that the problem with all these things is the fire is going to sputter. It won't be a nice, smooth, nice fire. So why can't we use a fire that flickers? Well, some say, if it flickers, we have the problem that we already discussed. You may forget and come to fix it. You may say, what's with this fire? Let me fix it. Oops, it's Shabbos. Or, even if you remember that it's Shabbos, you're going to say, you know, I'm going to walk away from the Shabbos table. It's giving me a headache. I don't like this flickering up or down. And we want you to sit by the light, l'kavod Shabbos. Now, in the next case, we're going to see about an oil that I can't use, but for a totally different reason. Sakta Mishnah Vayter v'loy v'shemen sreifa. What does shemen sreifa mean? It means oil that has to be burnt. Which oil has to be burnt? Well, the answer is, it's truma, which is supposed to go to a kohen that became tame. Now, there is a din that you are not permitted to burn kaddishim on Yom Tov. You can't burn the truma on Yom Tov. Yom Tov? Who's talking about Yom Tov? I thought we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Well, the answer is, the Gemara concludes that we're talking about Yom Tov that is followed by Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos, but it's also Yom Tov. Let's say Shavuos would be Thursday and Friday. So Friday is Yom Tov. And you want to light the candles already l'kavod Shabbos, which you obviously can't do on Shabbos. Well, you cannot do it with Shem and Truma that became Tamei because you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov. Sakta Mishta Vayter, but like me, Alya. Alya is the tail of a sheep. Well, Alya actually means a tail. In this case, it means the tail of the sheep. There's a kind of fat over there, which actually isn't part of the fat that is usser. Some people may use it to burn, but it doesn't burn well. But loy b'chelev, that's the fat that's found around the animal, which we commonly call chelev, which you're not allowed to eat. It has to be taken out. A butcher takes it out. Well, some of it could be eaten, some of it can't be eaten. That's why the mashgiach makes sure that there's someone called a triber who takes out the fat that you're not allowed to eat. In any event, you can't use it for the Shabbos neiros. It doesn't burn well. Nachum Hamadi Oimer, Nachum from Madai says, Matlikin bechelev mevushel. You can light with chelev if it's cooked. Chachamim say, echad mevushel, whether it's cooked, ve'echad she'ena mevushel, or whether it's not cooked, ein matlikin by. You can't light with it.